Hello, this is 11-fold contracting.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Emma from Local Stash. Is this Elliot?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I'm calling in just to go over the progress of your account. Do you have about 10 to 15 minutes, or is this not a good time?
I think I can spare 10 minutes.
Right. Perfect. Please just be advised that this call is monitored and recorded for training and quality purposes, okay?
Okay.
All right. So today I'd like to talk about the progress of your account, the things that we did for your campaign, and I'll walk you through with your client dashboard and see if you have questions with it or see if you've got questions about your website or if you have any questions in general, okay?
Okay.
Great. So it's been holidays now. It's been 42 days since you joined Local Stash, and so far we are done with content creation, which is search engine optimized. We also have submitted your business to online directories. All of the things we did will definitely help with brand awareness and online exposure, especially for customers who are actively searching for your services. Now, as for your Google business profile or your Google listing, as we call it, sure, I'd like to be very transparent with you. I see that we have completely optimized your listing back on January 29th, so it's been a month now. However, I'm still not seeing the business on the first page. Now, allow me to also just thank you, sir. Allow me to also just really take this opportunity, though, to remind you that for maximum results, it could take about 6 to 8 weeks. In competitive market, it can even go like beyond 8 weeks just to really start getting a good placement on the Google Maps section. If there is anything that you can do, we need you to please start gathering reviews. I know we really have not given you any lead yet based on your client dashboard, but if you have previous clients.
Yeah, and I'm definitely aware that that is the hang-up, and I need to spend today I'm literally trying to reach out to a few people. Some people I have reached out to who said they would do it, and they haven't done it yet. So that's kind of where I'm at with that. I do have a fistful of clients at the minimum that if I push hard enough, they will do it. It's been the thing I haven't been pushing in my current, like, as in my physical presence, and I need to realize that might be something I need to be doing a little bit better. I'm working on getting a business card that has the quick URL links to be able to do those things. I want one. I'm trying to have one for reviews, one for the website that you guys produce for me, and one for the Facebook. I think is what I'm trying to do at this time. So I still haven't printed off. It's been a lot of financial stuff. As you may see in my profile, I had to wait a week to be able to pay for my services with you guys. So it's been a grind. I do know that you guys have done what you need to do. There is stuff. I don't know if I want to schedule an appointment to talk about the website adjustments. We've made some adjustments, but I would like to make some specified things that are going on with the website that I noticed that I would like to just make it a little. I know this might sound silly, but like something about it makes it feel like it could be simpler, and get the job done. Just as far as I think the conflict that I've been having with my particular business is that I have a general contractor's license, but I mostly want to focus on paint and minor home maintenance. So Which is, I definitely noticed you guys have done more than I expected with that. So that's all I guess I want to put out there is like, I'm just trying to kind of deduct a couple of things to make it easier for people who are looking for my specific services to find me and want to hire me based on the fact that I'm being hyper detailed on this specific thing.
Okay.
So that can is something I just if in the future very shortly I was going to contact you guys about. Otherwise, yeah, I'm just grinding away.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate you telling us what your plans are. And of course, with regards to your website, we would highly recommend scheduling an appointment with our website team. That way, your instructions doesn't need to be submitted and maybe misinterpreted. If it goes straight to our website team, then they'll know what exactly do you want to see on the website. When do you want me to schedule that appointment with them?
I guess that just depends on availability. I have a couple of windows throughout the week. So, like, when's the next earliest window? I could probably have that conversation.
When are you available? Your most convenient time. So I can check if they are available at that time.
I would say we could do, Thursday at about 11:30 to noon is my best window, as well as Friday same time.
All right then. Are you Pacific?
Yes.
Okay. 11:30 this Thursday. Hold on.
And noon is good too, just like as far as the start time. I just try to, I guess, anywhere between 11:30 and 12:30, I could start that phone call and have time for
okay.
it.
Okay. Let's go ahead and schedule it at noontime, because on Thursday they have a meeting. It could get extended, and I don't want them to call you late. So 12 noon on Thursday Pacific time, okay?
That sounds great.
All right, well, if in any case you have questions or concerns, please do not hesitate to reach out. But for now, reviews, and then once you start getting reviews, it's also recommended that you respond to them. The goal is really to make sure that the listing stays active. On our end, we are doing a weekly posting, and we will need pictures for that to continue. To either send or upload pictures so we can use it not just for your website but for the Google Business Profile as well. And then the reviews, and also we're running Facebook ads. I see you've been gaining audiences on the ads. We've got almost 1,100 people who've seen the ads already, so that means it's been gaining audiences at this point. We highly encourage you to keep your Facebook page as active and as attractive as possible. We are running the ads, but we're not your social media manager, okay?
Understandable, and yes, that was where I guess the only question I have was that the last time I had a conversation with you guys, it was about the postings option in the app. And so I did try to generate a post in the app. What I had questions about as I was doing so was primarily the first thing was that I tried to put a video, but the video was like 40 seconds or so. So I'm not sure if the video was too big for it to go through, but it aired out on me. And I was told to try it again and send you guys a picture of what the error code was, and I still haven't done that yet. But I was just curious about like when I'm filling it out, it basically has the description and then it has the message part kind of thing, right? So I'm just trying to understand which part are they going to see first. Is it going to be the description? description or the message that's associated with the description? And how does that
the
look?
The description.
Okay. So that's what's, when I'm looking at videos online, that's the first things that are seen are going to be that description. I guess I just have to do it and try it and figure it out, because that's the bigger part right now. Is I know I need to get more hands-on with just even generating my own posts, because then you guys would post them in multiple locations. Like, is the same post going to generate on Facebook, Yelp, and my Google business if I generate a post myself?
For the posting, it will only go to the Google business profile. You have to post, for now, it's not automated or linked yet. So if you will post through the GBP or through the dashboard, it will only go to the Google business profile. It will not get reflect on your Yelp or Facebook page.
So should I generate my own posts on my Facebook page?
Yes, sir.
At all.
You can, for now, you have to manually copy and paste whatever you will be posting on your, what do you call this, on your GBP, and post it on your Facebook.
Okay.
We're actually working on getting an option or having an option to automatically post on Facebook as well, but that's still in the works, so. It's not something that's
understandable.
Okay. What else do you have? What other questions?
No, I think that's everything. I appreciate your time.
All right. No worries, sir. If anything, you can always call us back or send us a text message. We're the best day and time to call you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. You have a good one, sir. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.